From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another terrorist attack, this time in Indonesia. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers in Jakarta. The violence began with a series of explosions in the vicinity of an upscale shopping center and embassies. This man, Elias Wari, an eyewitness, said, "I was riding a motorbike when suddenly the explosion went off at the police post. I saw people running away and 2 people lying on the ground bleeding. I also saw 2 people on a motorbike with a backpack, and they are the guys who threw the bomb." By late afternoon, authorities had declared the attack over. An explosion near a Starbucks coffee shop prompted the coffee chain to close all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. Hundreds of Indonesians are believed to have left to fight with Islamic State in Syria and in Iraq. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb at a police station in southeastern Turkey, then attacked it with rocket launchers and firearms, killing 6 people, including civilians, according to officials. 39 other people were injured. The attack late Wednesday targeted the police station in the town of Sinar in the mostly Kurdish Diyarbakir province and police lodgings located at the building. That according to the local governor's office, the force of the blast caused a house near the police station to collapse. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said 1 police officer and 5 civilians were killed, while 39 people were injured, including 6 police officers. According to a news agency, the dead included a wife of a policeman and a 5-month-old baby. This is VOA News. Security forces have been arresting dozens of people across Turkey following Tuesday's suicide attack on tourists in Istanbul that is being blamed on IS militants. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says a crackdown on Islamic State is achieving results in the investigation into Tuesday's suicide bombing in Istanbul. He says as a result of the investigations and inquiries after the bombing, 1 person has been taken into custody. Turkish police also arrested 3 Russian nationals in the Mediterranean city of Antalya. According to local reports, the arrests were part of a simultaneous raid in the Turkish Aegean city of Izmir, in which 6 other people were detained. Authorities say documents linked to IS were found along with firearms. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Thursday that Turkish land forces had fired 500 times on Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq, killing almost 200 militants. That in response to that suicide bombing in Istanbul. At a conference of Turkish ambassadors in Ankara, Davutoğlu said Turkey will carry out airstrikes if necessary and will maintain its determined stance until Islamic State leaves its border areas. The United States Wednesday expressed concern over a crackdown that has resulted in the detention of more than 130 rights lawyers in China. They've been incarcerated since July after being charged with state subversion. The formal charges against several of the lawyers just came to light this week. Mark Toner is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
The United States urges China to drop these charges and immediately release these lawyers and others like them detained for seeking to protect the rights of Chinese citizens.
The mother of prominent rights attorney Wang Yu received a formal arrest notice just this week. Her husband has also been charged. The Ministry of Public Security says the detentions busted up what it calls a major crime gang. An eye-popping and unprecedented Powerball jackpot, whose rise to $1.6 billion became a national fascination, will be split 3 ways. The winners' identities remain a mystery, but they bought their tickets in Florida, Tennessee, and a Los Angeles suburb where even lottery losers there were celebrating that such heady riches were won in their modest city. The winners of the world record jackpot overcame odds of 1 in 292.2 million to land on the numbers drawn Wednesday night. They could take the winnings in annual payments spread over decades or a smaller amount in a lump sum. The California ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, California. The store and its surrounding strip mall immediately became a popular gathering for the unusually quiet suburb.
That's the latest world news from VOA.